or lift such sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price for first to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Jared Kushner, the president's top advisor as well as son-in-law, will be going before the House Intelligence Committee today in another voluntary closed-door meeting after he appeared with the Senate Intelligence Panel yesterday. There, behind closed doors, he gave testimony for several hours and then said in a statement at the White House later,
"Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so."
President Trump is reportedly thinking about whether to keep Attorney General Jeff Sessions in that position or not. The Washington Post reporting that Trump and members of his inner circle have been discussing letting Sessions go because of the president's frustration with Sessions for recusing himself from the Russia investigation. Also, some eyebrows raised last evening when, while several top cabinet officials joined the president on stage at the Boy Scout Jamboree in West Virginia, Sessions, who'd been an Eagle Scout as a young man, was conspicuously absent. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
A 10th person has died in that deadly human smuggling case in San Antonio, Texas, that was discovered over the weekend. Yesterday, federal prosecutors charged the driver. Here's more from Lisa Carter.
During his first court appearance Monday, driver James Matthew Bradley Jr. said he didn't realize he was hauling passengers when he stopped at a Walmart parking lot overnight Saturday and heard banging from inside the trailer. Bradley also told investigators he saw bodies lying like meat in the stifling trailer, but didn't call 911. Police were alerted after several victims went into the Walmart asking for water. 8 people were found dead inside the trailer. 2 later died in a hospital.
Israel's removing metal detectors from entry points of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet says the detectors will be replaced with less obtrusive surveillance. The cabinet voting to remove those detectors after lengthy meetings about it. Tensions escalated ever since Israel put in those detectors at the entry points to the mosque after the July 14th shooting of 2 police guards there. And this story's been fact-checked, and it's true. Fact-checking website Snopes.com holding a fundraising campaign to try to stay up and running, saying the campaign is meant to keep it afloat as it claims a business partner has been withholding ad revenue. Snopes is looking to raise $500,000. It's already received over $200,000 in the first day of its campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
And it's time for Hunt Chamber Radio Weather. It's 10:05 a.m. It's July 25th, 2017, Tuesday, and Flemington right now it is 66 degrees, overcast skies, 20% chance of precipitation. Rain possible around 4:15 in the evening. Mostly cloudy today. Isolated showers. Highs in the mid-70s north. Winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 20%. Mostly cloudy and isolated showers in the evening. Lows around 60. Northeast winds 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 20%. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs in the upper 70s. East winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday and Friday going to be a bit unsteady. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Humid on Thursday with lower 80s. Chance of rain 30%. Friday does not look good for the Balloon Festival as of right now. Showers likely. Chance of showers and thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall. Highs in the lower 80s. Chance of rain 70% during the day. 60% during the evening. But then it all clears out, and the Saturday and Sunday forecast looks pretty darn good, so hopefully it will stay that way. Mostly sunny and highs around 80 on Saturday the 29th, partly cloudy and lows around lower 60s on Saturday night. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, partly cloudy Sunday night, lows in the mid-60s. And even Monday, no rain in the forecast, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, so if we get through that front, and even if that front on Friday can come in a little earlier, we might have a perfect weekend for the Balloon Festival. It's 67 in Clinton Township. It's 66 in Raritan, 64 in Ringo, 65 in Frenchtown, in Lambertville, 67 in Frenchtown, 67 in Easton, and 63 in Asbury. That's Hunt and Chamber Radio weather. Stay tuned for Tech Today right after this message.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good day and welcome to Tech Today on HuntandChamberRadio.com, the voice of business, and in this case, tech business. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never seems to have improved or need or the time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing their wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions, personal or business use, can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technology decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments will include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. You can message me there. You can email me at goodmorning@huntandchamberradio.com. The phone number here in the studio, 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside the show, visit bluepantherbiz.com. It's Tuesday. It's July 25th. And at 10 o'clock, we do a technology show called Tech Today. I have 30-plus years of technology experience. I do it to improve businesses. And I Just had a great conversation with Lisa Mastriani, who is a empowerment coach, and I just kind of see a connection between how I like to empower businesses and people because they seem completely bewildered by technology. And so I'm trying to demystify it, trying to get you away from all the buzzwords, the jargon, and put it down into some metaphors that you understand. And so that's my job here today. On the beginning of Good Morning, Hunter, and when I was talking about the tech show today, one of the things I had read was that one of the apps that we have known and loved for decades as part of Windows, even the first Windows, Windows 1.0, and I don't know how many of you actually experienced Windows 1.0, but one of the first apps that was part of that was Microsoft MS Paint. Well, Microsoft made an announcement that it's going to, well, there's going to be a change, is the way it, and people jumped on the bandwagon saying it's going to be moved out or dropped or whatever. So here's the real deal on this whole thing, at least to this point. Because even PC Magazine published an article that said Microsoft kills MS Paint, but it made a quick change by another article. Matthew Humphreys published today at 6:30 this morning, so a little bit of a retraction or a change in perspective, and that is that MS Paint isn't dead, it's just moving. After 32 years, MS Paint will move from being a standard feature of Windows to being available on the Windows Store. So for those of you that love it so dearly and want to have a nostalgia party, that's there you go. Now, quite honestly, we'll get into the article in just a minute. MS Paint really doesn't have a lot of good use for it anymore. It's just that people gravitate to it because they haven't decided to go and get anything better. But there's so many better applications out there that do what MS Paint does and more. And yet, people still use it. Yesterday, Microsoft woke up to a lot of anger and frustration from Windows users that probably came as a big surprise. It was in response to Microsoft's decision to deprecate MS Paint from Windows 10, which is the first sign that the software is being killed off. Following all the feedback yesterday, Microsoft has now clarified the situation. MS Paint is indeed being removed as a standard feature of Windows 10, meaning when you install Windows 10, it won't be immediately available. However, the popular graphics app will still be available in the Windows Store for free, meaning if you want it, you have to download and install it. While it's great news that MS Paint will live on, I think Microsoft missed a point. The reason MS Paint is so popular and appreciated is because it's always there. You knew it if you were working on Windows, then Paint was available to quickly adjust or make an image. That is disappearing when if the graphics app isn't. Microsoft points to Paint 3D as the new app for creativity. Maybe that will become the new MS Paint, but other than reducing the Windows 10 install size by a few megabytes, Microsoft hasn't yet explained why MS Paint needs to become a non-standard feature of the operating system. So there you have it. MS Paint is being removed from the installation software. Now, it brings up a point, and for those of you who have not taken the opportunity to install or upgrade the Windows 10, Microsoft is going through a transformation in its app metaphors, in its software metaphors, which is very similar to iOS, Apple, and Android, and that is that programs aren't being installed anymore. It's apps. And so Microsoft has created an app store. And I, truth be told, I've, you know, when I'm looking for something to install to solve a problem, I've run into a bit of a mind conundrum because I'm learning that certain things are apps and certain things are programs, and I don't know why yet. I don't think we have completely embraced the transition from just simply going to apps. And because we're installing, in many cases, some older applications to do some older functionality that we love and have relied upon, we still install software. But as new apps become, you have to go to the App Store, which is part of the Microsoft Windows 10 build, and there you can choose an app. It's pretty much the same thing. We're just calling it something different, and we're finding it in a different place. So everything's kind of getting put into this App Store. So check it out, and if you are fondly missing MS Paint, you can always go and get it at some point. It's time for me to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more of Tech Today, and we are on HuntChamberRadio.com.
Struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome back to Tech Today. We are on HuntingChamberRadio.com. One of the interesting things about technology, especially the technology that we are currently infused in our culture, is that we get to see things now that we never would have had the opportunity to see in past generations. And we've had this revelation for centuries. It's interesting to see the painted pictures, the portraits of people from earlier centuries. It was interesting to see early photographs from the Civil War that have survived. And now we have the ability, everybody's got a video camera and a camera in their pocket and can disseminate that information at a moment's notice. The unfortunate part is there's a pro and a con, a bane and a boon to the whole situation. And this article from Yahoo Tech, written by Scott Smith of Associated Press on July 25th, I think accentuates both sides of that. So take this all in stride, ladies and gentlemen. It's not pretty. The article title is that a teenage driver live streams crash that killed sister. In Fresno, California, a teenage driver lost control of her car while she was live streaming on Instagram and recorded part of the crash that authorities say killed her younger sister in California. After a gap in the live stream, the driver is seen leaning over the body of the girl, trying to shake her awake and saying she was sorry. She said she expected to spend the rest of her life in prison, but doesn't care. Quote, "This is the last thing I wanted to happen, okay? Rest in peace, sweetie," the teen says. "If you don't survive, I'm so blank sorry," unquote. Authorities say Abdulia Sanchez, 18, was driving the car Friday when it veered into the shoulder of a road about 75 miles northwest of Fresno. She overcorrected, causing the vehicle to swerve and overturn into a field, ejecting her sister, the California Highway Patrol said on Monday. Jacqueline Sanchez was 14 of Stockton, died in the crash. Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke said another girl, also 14, was in the back seat and survived with a leg injury. The driver was wearing a seatbelt, but not the two girls, the chip said. The teenager's father, Nicandro Sanchez, told Fresno television station KFSN he has seen the video and that he believes the crash was an accident. "It's an accident," Nicandro Sanchez said. "It happened that way. Who knows why?" He said he hasn't spoken to Abdulia, but he believes she knows she did something wrong, but doesn't know what happened. Quote, "What I think is she knows she's done something wrong because she knows, and that's what I feel. She feels bad for herself, but she killed her own sister," he said. Nicandro Sanchez said Abdulia had a difficult childhood and graduated from high school last year. She was in the custody of Child Protective Services the past 2 years, he added. Abdulia Sanchez was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving and vehicular manslaughter and remained in jail with bail set at $300,000. The live stream was recorded on Instagram and posted on Facebook by someone who had seen it. Stockton resident Mary Hernandez said she saw the video there and reposted it. Quote, "People need to know these things can happen," Hernandez said, adding that she had gotten a range of responses from anger to gratitude. Quote, "I mean no disrespect to their family for posting it," she said. Hernandez said she knew about Abdulia Sanchez through social media, but they never met in person. Rob Carroll, a chief deputy in the Merced County District Attorney's Office, said he had not yet seen the video, but he expects it will be a key piece of evidence. Quote, drinking, driving, and driving erratically. Obviously, those are poor choices, Carroll said. Relatives have set up a GoFundMe page to pay for the funeral of Jacqueline Sanchez. The page says she was planning to celebrate her 15th birthday, known as a quinceañera, on Sunday. Her parents, however, told the television station Jacqueline was going to be confirmed in a Catholic church. Neither Abdulia Sanchez nor an attorney representing her could be reached for comment. She is expected to make her first court appearance tomorrow, which is Wednesday. So there's so many lessons to be learned here, some technology-based and some not. The first one is that we have technology, which is a seatbelt. And why those two kids weren't wearing those seatbelts is just a sad state of affairs. Number two, parenting. I forbid when my kids could drive together alone for quite some time because teenagers, for whatever reason, believe that they are invincible and it will never happen to them. And so having them in the cars by themselves where they could be distracted is just not part of the plan. When I'm in the car with them and I see them driving and doing and starting to take things for granted, we immediately pull the car over and I tell them to give me the keys. I'm not going to put up with it. We've gotten so used to the technology of cars, they're so easy to drive, that we've afforded ourselves the opportunity to find other things to do because we take driving a car and the ease of driving a car so much for granted. Back when there wasn't power steering and you needed two hands on the wheel, you couldn't futz around with the radio or check anything else. You had to concentrate on simply turning the car. And so we've lost sight of that. Technology has provided the opportunity for us to find distraction. And now we get to the cell phone. Well, again, if I see a cell phone being used in any shape, manner, shape, or form in my car with my kids driving, not happening. So one of them's going, either the car or the phone. Now, my kids have decided to buy their own cell phone. And so their choice now is if you use the cell phone during driving, it's my car. I take the car. And I'm not going to back down from that one bit. They know it, and I know it. In addition to that, and some of these kids may hate me, but I also track the car. I track the way the car is being driven. I track the speed of which it's being driven. I track the points, the destination points. I check how hard the brakes are being used. And if I start to see poor choices, again, the car is mine. And they can go and earn a living to buy their own car and their own insurance. How do I do that? Well, there's plenty of opportunity out there now. You can plug a device into the ODB port where your mechanic can check the status of the car. And in there, it connects with Verizon or another 4G provider, and you can follow the car on a map live. You can also go historically. I also put in a device that on a solar control will block the driver's cell phone. Now, they have to acquiesce to that. But again, the rule is, if you want the car, these are the rules. So there are apps out there. This one's called Cell Control, and they have to put an app on their phone. And when the car is actually moving forward and they're in the driver's seat, it sends out a high-pitched radio frequency that tells the app on their phone to shut off the ability for them to use any apps, phone calls, or texting. You can open up the ability for navigation, but I have a Garmin, and I tell them to use that. I am not going to let them have the ability to use their phone for navigation. I do not want them to get used to the fact that a phone is there and have the next step of being able to use the phone for other needs. So if you want to text, pull over, go to a parking lot, text, knock yourself out. If you want to drive, put the phone down. That's the way it is. Now, in addition to that, this live stream. Well, I don't understand the mindset of Abdulia. Obviously, she's got some past concerns of her upbringing that she doesn't seem to show a lot of remorse at the moment. Or the way this article is written, it doesn't exude that anyway. Why we're live streaming, why we feel compelled to do this ethically, I don't know if it makes any sense. For those that grabbed that video and posted it, and hopefully it will be a reminder of what is possible, as Ms. Hernandez says, I hope it is used to its nth degree and can help others understand that we're not playing around. This is not a game. It's not a video game, and you don't get a do-over. You make a mistake with this technology, and you will be sadly mistaken. We're at a point where we're going to take a news break. You're listening to Tech Today, and we are on HuntChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump again blasting Attorney General Jeff Sessions in a Tuesday morning tweet saying he has taken a very weak position on Hillary Clinton's crimes. That's as the Washington Post is reporting that Trump is weighing whether to replace Sessions. And last night, addressing the Boy Scout Jamboree in West Virginia, many believe Trump was thinking of Sessions when he said this.
A scout is trustworthy. Loyal. We could use some more loyalty, I will tell you that.
Also, while most top cabinet members appeared on stage with Trump last night, Sessions, who was an Eagle Scout as a young man, was conspicuously absent. Although the president noted this.
Many of my top advisors in the White House were scouts.
Senators, including Arizona's John McCain, will be voting in a few hours on whether to start debate on a health care bill in the Senate. It's unclear whether they have enough votes to do that, though. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
I did not collude with Russia.
That's the president's top advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, after he testified in a closed-door session before a Senate committee yesterday as part of the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election, saying afterwards at the White House,
Donald Trump had a better message and ran a smarter campaign, and that is why he won. Suggesting otherwise ridicules those who voted for him.
Kushner is scheduled to give similar testimony to a House committee behind closed doors today. An illegal immigrant who survived a human smuggling operation that did kill 10 people over the weekend in Texas says the truck driver ignored pounding on the walls of that packed, sweltering trailer. The immigrant telling investigators how some of the dozens of people being smuggled into the U.S. took turns breathing through a hole in the wall. The driver claimed in court yesterday he didn't know he was hauling people. Online at usaradio.com, this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
The last killer whale born at SeaWorld has died. The three-month-old orca died yesterday from health issues at SeaWorld San Antonio. It was born after SeaWorld announced it would no longer breed killer whales. O.J. Simpson remains in protective custody and will for the rest of his prison term. As his lawyer tells CBS This Morning today, there have been threats made against Simpson. The 70-year-old former running back was granted parole last week after serving almost 9 years of a 33-year sentence for his 2008 conviction on armed robbery charges in Nevada. Simpson could be released as early as October 1st. A woman who's among those accusing Bill Cosby of sexual assault is now facing drug charges in San Diego County.
Chloe Goins was arrested on Sunday on suspicion of bringing heroin to a county jail. Officials say deputies allegedly found the heroin in her car as she was parked at the George F. Bailey Detention Center in Otay Mesa. It's unclear what she was doing at the jail, and she's set to be in front of a judge tomorrow. Goins is suing Cosby, saying the actor and comedian slipped drugs into her drink and then sexually assaulted her while she was blacked out at a party at the Playboy Mansion back in 2008. I'm Jason Campidonia.
And the National Archives has now made public hundreds of previously unreleased CIA and FBI documents about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to Tech Today. We are on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business. Well, we were just talking before the break about cell phones and cars and stuff like that. Well, here's a bit makes some business sense, some cooperation between two disparate businesses, but makes perfect sense when you think about it. And that is that Lyft is going to have taco mode, and it lets you take a stop at Taco Bell for late night cravings. Written by Mika Singleton on July 25th, it says Lyft has partnered with Taco Bell to launch Taco Mode, a feature in the ride-hailing app that will let you hit the drive-thru at a Taco Bell and get a free Doritos Locos taco. Yes, Lyft has made drunk ordering bad tacos from the backseat an official marketing opportunity. According to TechCrunch, the partnership will offer passengers an in-car menu, free food other than the Doritos Los Taco, and swag to entice you to choose Taco Bell over other late-night food options. Right now, the tie-in is only available in Orange County, California, between July 27th and 30th and August 3rd and 6th, between the hours of 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. Lyft says it will expand Taco Mode into additional markets before the end of 2017, with the nationwide rollout scheduled for 2018. So listen up, fast food restaurants. You now have the opportunity to pony up and work with Uber or something else to get in there. Speaking of cell phones, one of the biggest deterrents of switching plans or changing phones is the cost of the phone. And Sprint doesn't want you to buy your next phone. It's written on Yahoo Finance by Rob Pegoraro of Yahoo Finance on July 14th. It says Sprint would like you to get one number out of your mind when you shop for a phone, its price. Instead, the nation's fourth biggest carrier wants you to consider leasing. And not just to get the high-end phones it previously reserved for such programs, its new Flex option covers every phone it sells. But while Flex will make it easier to upgrade every year, it will come with costs and limits of its own. Starting with an end-to-installment payment pricing at the carrier. In other words, sorry, there will be math. How it works. Flex, announced Friday morning, starts with relative simplicity. Pay no money down, then pay a lease fee equivalent to the monthly installment payment plans on other carriers. After 12 months, you can turn in that phone and get a new one at no extra cost. If it's a new Apple iPhone or Samsung Galaxy, that much like Sprint's current iPhone Forever and Galaxy Forever programs. But with Flex, you can reserve an annual upgrade on another phones if you opt into paying $5 more a month at sign-up. On any Flex-leased phone, after 18 months, you can choose to turn it in and get a new one or pay off the balance, either all at once or in 6 installments. Sprint can then refurbish the phone and unload it to the U.S. or elsewhere. Its parent company, SoftBank, owns the phone distribution first firm, Brightstar. You will still be able to buy a phone from Sprint, but you will need to pay the full price up front. A separate Flex deal option will cover some cheaper phones and also permit annual upgrades without the $5 monthly surcharge. For low-end models, the Samsung Galaxy J3, LG's Tribute HD, the ZTE Max XL, and the Alcatel Go Flip, will lease for $5 a month and require $25 up front. Another 4 used and refurbished iPhone 6s and Galaxy J7 Perks and the LG Style 3 and X Power will lease for $10 a month after $30 up front. How does this compare in cost? Will you save money? Compare your cost to get your new iPhone every year via the two other major annual upgrade schemes, Apple's iPhone upgrade program and AT&T's next every year. At Apple, an iPhone 7 with 32 gig of storage would cost $32.41 a month, including AppleCare Plus device protection. After a year, you'd have spent $389. Because Apple sells iPhones unlocked under this program, you could hop from carrier to carrier in that time and use cheap prepaid SIMs when traveling internationally. At AT&T, you'd spend $27.09 a month with a one-year total of $325. That doesn't include a device protection plan and would keep the phone locked. Travel overseas with it, and you're stuck with extortionate roaming rates that start at $40 for 200 megabits of data. Sprint's $27 lease rate for that iPhone 7 also adds up to $325. After 12 months, and because you're renting, you also wouldn't own sales tax in states that collect one. It is unclear whether you would get a Flex leased phone unlocked for international travel. Sprint's policy as of Thursday reads, Sprint may be able to unlock some SIM-based devices to allow a foreign carrier's SIM card to be inserted. But you can also sell an unused phone Sell a used phone after a year yourself, provided you pay up any remaining balance. That's the only option at T-Mobile and Verizon, but an impossibility with Sprint's Flex leases. The device resale site Gazelle estimates that it will pay $300 for an unlocked iPhone 7 with 32 gig in good condition. So, if you bought one on the installment plan from a carrier a year ago, paid off the balance, and then collected your $300, your net expense would have been $350, little more than your costs with Apple, AT&T, and Sprint's annual upgrade plans. Sprint positions this as an equitable way for customers to get new phones when their favorite manufacturers ship them. Look, folks, it's business. And these people are trying to make money in some manner, shape, or form, given the fact that this technology goes obsolete in 12 to 24 months. With that in mind, there's only two ways for it to happen. The one is, if they lock you in to 24 months, they're going to get the money through the payment plans of the actual plan itself. If they don't have that as their way of keeping you locked in to make their money, then they're going to need to get it out of the phone itself. So there's just so much margin available. And so you can keep getting this three-card Monty game going on, but in the end, you're going to pay something for the phone and the plan. And those two things together are going to cost you. And there's not going to be much difference between them. So the only thing I can tell you is find the plan that works for you. Find the carrier that works in your area and where you work. And then find the right price that you can afford. And then buy the phone for that. You're going to have to own that phone from 12 to 24 months. And if you wait a little bit, you'll get a new phone. If you really want to be frugal, you can always buy the technology one behind. If you buy an iPhone 6 right now, it's dirt cheap. So if you want to save money over time and be an iPhone fanatic, you can buy an iPhone 6. If you have to be cutting edge, you're going to pay for it. It's just simple as that. All right, we're going to take another break. You're listening to me on HunterChamber.com. I am Chris Bianco. This is Tech Today.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee. You're listening to Tech Today. We are on HuntingChamberRadio.com, WHCR-DB. And video games. Interesting perspective on video games. It used to be that we would just wallow away and you would see your kids. And even when I was a kid, we would play on Atari and all that stuff. And it would kill our day and kill our motivation and kill all the other things. Well, now it's starting to turn out that video games are helping our up-and-coming skill positions, and now might be an opportunity for us to actually use it for medicine. The Verge reports that next-level prescription video games, can certain kinds of video games improve cognitive function? Written by Lauren Good on July 25th, she says, brain training games have been a controversial topic in recent years, especially after a group of scientists and researchers published an open letter in 2014 saying there is very little evidence that training your brain in one area or in one task offers improvements in other areas of cognitive function. Shortly afterward, another group of scientists wrote a rebuttal to that, claiming that a, quote, substantial and growing body of evidence shows that certain cognitive training segments, regimens, can significantly improve cognitive function, including in ways that generalize to everyday life, unquote. Which is what makes the efforts of a company called Akili, A-K-I-L-I, along with the University of California, San Francisco's Neuroscape Lab, so interesting. Akili is a Boston-based tech company that has used Neuroscape's core technology to develop a mobile game called Project Evo. The goal is to make Project Evo so powerful that it could potentially help treat children with ADHD as a prescription-based video game. In order to validate the game in a way that offers brain training companies haven't, Akili has to go through all the trials and processes that are required by the FDA for any kind of drug or medical device. The game is currently in phase 3 clinical trials, which means this isn't a done deal yet. But if Akili is successful, it will have created the first prescription-based video game in the U.S., and in doing so, would essentially create a new category of digital medicine. So for this episode of Next Level, we first went behind the scenes into Neuroscape Lab at UCSF, led by neuroscientist Adam Gazzelli. The team at Neuroscape has spent the past 12 years incubating and testing video game technology that would be used to support treatment of brain disorders such as ADHD, autism, depression, Alzheimer's disease, and more. We then visited Achilles' Northern California offices and spoke with co-founder and chief creative officer Matt Omernick, who prior to Achilles was executive art director at LucasArts. I was curious to find out exactly how Achilles plans to turn Project Evo into a prescription-based game. And yes, I had the chance to play all of these games, including Akili's Project Evo, Neuroscape's Body Brain Trainer, and a still-in-development game called Labyrinth, which involved an HTC Vive and a Virtuex Omni platform. I can't report feeling any smarter afterward. I can only use them for brief periods of time. Gazzelli, Omerick, and others I spoke to are all very much aware of the controversy surrounding their area of work, but made points to say how their efforts are different. For one, Gazzelli says, Neuroscape tries to reach beyond gamified exercises and create engaging and immersive video game experiences. We are increasingly integrating both cognitive challenges and physical movement, he said, which is something I can attest to. Because the physically challenging games I played were certainly different than sitting at a computer screen and trying to switch tasks. I think it's just that the evidence hasn't been clearly shown yet, and that's what we're trying to do here, Achilles Umrick said. When I questioned him on the efficacy of brain training games, we all believe strongly that if it's very true, it's just a matter of showing the data. So there you have it. Things are happening that would have never been dreamed of before. The fact that you can create a game, heck, we're doing that now. We're training people on video to do certain skills. Why wouldn't you train somebody to learn how to think differently or perceive differently? So it makes perfect sense. Now it's just a matter of getting the data, and I'm glad they're doing it in the style and the spirit of the FDA's clinical trials, and that will essentially undermine any anecdotal, opposition. Pretty neat stuff. So stay tuned for that. We'll see what happens. I don't know how long it's going to take, quite honestly. So we'll learn in later months and or years. And finally, a little quick one here. We have the Lego movie. Now we have the Emoji movie is coming out. So the Emoji movie has looked like a potential stain on humanity ever since it was first revealed. We're talking about pixel-level disaster, totally lacking in charm and humor and blowing what theoretically could have been an amusing premise for an animated movie. But now, after seeing a particularly insipid tweet from its official account, I'm ready to give the film as many middle finger emojis as I can fit in my response. Behold. Seriously, the Emoji movie, this is some tone-deaf nonsense. It's totally unsurprisingly to see the film's marketing machine latch onto a big moment in the popular culture. But I'm thinking they miscalculated here. If you haven't read Margaret Atwood's classic novel, The Handmaid's Tale, or seen this year's excellent adaptation on Hulu, allow me to briefly fill you in. It takes place in a dystopian future where America has been replaced by a country in which all of its women are enslaved, in one way or another. Those who have it, and the worst, are the handmaids, who are raped monthly by their masters in the hopes these mothers will bear children again in a world where fertility has dropped to dangerous levels. They're stuck serving the household for the rest of the month. Seems like the perfect story to piggyback off with a smiling emoji dressed in the signature and red garb of handmaids, doesn't it? Oddly enough, this terrible tweet doesn't even show up on the film's timeline, but that's only because it's a null-casted promoted tweet. That's a type of promoted tweet that can show up in your feed like any other promotion, but it stays hidden from the account's timeline. It's almost as if they didn't want people to find it, but plenty of users have, and the response has been predictable. So, the Emoji movie. Chances are my friend Mike will probably review it for me on Good Morning Hunterdon. That was on Engadget, by the way, written by Nathan Ingraham, and 15 hours ago in Opinion. All right, it's time for me to move on out of here. Been my pleasure to be with you. Do not fear technology. I want you to use it, understand it, and embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted some of that mission onto you. We'll talk to you again next week, first week of August, on Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntingChimborea.com's Tech Today, right here on HuntingChimborea.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Of extensive voter data from the state, despite protests from many of those states. The U.S. District Judge says the Presidential Commission is an advisory panel and not a federal agency that is subject to privacy laws. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, the vice chair of the commission, is looking into claims by President Trump that millions of people voted illegally in the past presidential election. The ruling is expected to be appealed.
Pro-life demonstrators will have to stay back at least 15 feet from the front door at Kentucky's last remaining abortion clinic, for the time being at least. Protesters yesterday agreeing to a temporary buffer zone in front of the EMW Women's Surgical Center in Louisville. A federal judge will be listening to testimony again today to see if such a buffer zone should be made permanent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The parents of a terminally ill British baby are giving up their fight to bring little Charlie Gard to the U.S. for treatment. Charlie's father making the announcement.